So we've been following the quickly flowing and very sad wake of last night's shootings at the historic Emmanuel AME, or African Methodist Episcopal Church, in Charleston, South Carolina. The suspect, 21-year-old Dylan Roff, is now in custody, arrested in Shelby, North Carolina. Police say he joined a Bible study last night at the church. It's the oldest AME in the South. Stayed for about an hour before opening fire, killing nine, including the pastor, who's also a state senator, Clementa Pinckney. Emmanuel AME is often referred to as Mother Emmanuel. Let's find out why with Dr. Dennis C. Dickerson. He's the retired historiographer for the AME Church. He's now the James Lawson Professor of History at Vanderbilt University and joins us from the University Studios in Nashville. And Dr. Dickerson, we start with condolences. As many did, you knew Pastor Pinckney?
I met Pastor Pinckney a few years ago when I visited Emmanuel Church at the South Carolina Annual Conference. He was incredibly hospitable, friendly, kind, and had a very winsome personality.
Well,
I'm very saddened about what happened at the church to him and to members of his congregation.
Yeah, he was a rising star, if you will, in this firmament. I mean, at 18, he was appointed pastor, the youngest ever. Tell us more about this church called Mother Emmanuel, formed around 1816, we understand, after Morris Brown, a free black shoemaker and a Methodist, walked out of a predominantly white Methodist church in Charleston.
It has a remarkable history. Started in 1818 by Morris Brown, as you mentioned. The church appealed to Richard Allen in Philadelphia, the founder of the AME denomination, to receive the Charleston congregation into the organization. It existed for a number of years until 1822, when one of its local preachers, Denmark Vesey, planned within the church a slave insurrection in Charleston. It was found out, and the church was disbanded. Denmark Vesey and others were hung, and Morris Brown fled Charleston to Philadelphia, where Richard Allen gave him refuge, and Morris Brown became the second bishop of the African Methodist Episcopal Church.
Yeah, and Emmanuel in this particular church comes from the Hebrew name meaning God with us. So the church has forged its way, literally been burnished by history. Tell us more about the church. We understand Martin Luther King spoke there.
Yes. The church went underground during the antebellum period and was revived in 1865 when Richard Cain reorganized the congregation. Richard Cain, like Clementa Pinckney, was also a minister politician and organized his congregation politically, and from Emmanuel Church was elected to a term in the United States Congress during Reconstruction. Throughout its history, from that date forward into the 20th century, it was a very important civil rights venue and was a place, as you mentioned, where Martin Luther King Jr. spoke from its historic pulpit.
This is in 1962, and at the time he was urging the black community to register and vote. We have visited an AME in Charleston. This was the Little Rock AME. And the day we were there, packed to the rafters. And that's just one of many now AME churches in the area. We understand when the Emmanuel is called the Mother Emmanuel, all these other churches kind of were born of it. Just incredibly vibrant and active. What do you think? I mean, have you spoken to anyone in the community? How are they feeling now?
Yes, I spoke to a very close friend this morning, General Officer George F. Flowers, who is the Secretary of Global Witness and Ministry of the African Methodist Episcopal Church this morning. He's been a longtime Charleston resident, and I asked him to convey to our colleagues in Charleston my own heartfelt sympathy and sadness over the events. And he indicated that the members and ministers of the AME Church in the Charleston area are feeling overwhelmed, but they believe that prayer and unity will get them through this very, very sad time and that the church will emerge even stronger.
Well, and by the way, the Little Rock AME, I moved it. It's in Charlotte and right next to Charleston. But have you heard anyone fear? We just heard you say in its history this church has been attacked before. But is anyone fearing going back?
I don't believe so, because the church is an open place. It's a sacred ground, and everyone is welcome. And clearly, the incident that occurred on yesterday was born of evil and ill intention. But the church has experienced that before, and it's remained open and has emerged stronger. And I believe the people of Emmanuel and the people of the other AME churches and other churches are going to redouble their efforts to be that beacon light of hope and a venue for the advancement of the human condition.
Yeah. Hide it under a bushel, no. Dennis Dickerson, the James Lawson Professor of History at Vanderbilt University, also the retired historiographer for the AME Church, talking about last night's shooting at the Emmanuel AME in Charleston. Dr. Dickerson, thank you.
Thank you.